That is music from Father John Misty from the debut album Fear Fun, the song Hollywood Forever, Cemetery Sings. Connor Oberst right before that from the brand new record Upside Down Mountain, track called Hundreds of Ways. First Aid Kit with King of the World from Lion's Roar, and Wilco going back to Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, War on War, the song. Here on your afternoon show, Kevin Cole with you. It's KEXP Seattle, a service of the University of Washington. And joining me right now, Jonathan Wilson, the man who produced those last two albums that you heard.
Hey there.
How you doing?
Hey, man. Oh, awesome.
It's great having you back at KEXP.
Oh, great to be here.
And we'll talk about the latest album, Fanfare, in a bit. And you're playing Sasquatch, too, tomorrow.
Yep.
But how about a couple songs to get things going?
For sure.
Cool.
It's all that I can do, not to touch you. And ooh, I'm in love with you. You're here in my piano. Yeah, you never do. Just cannot believe you come back again. I need to look into your eyes. Cities underground. Oh, to live beneath the sea.
Jonathan Wilson live on the afternoon show, playing at the Sasquatch Music Festival tomorrow on the Yeti stage right around 4 o'clock. Have you played Sasquatch? Have you been to the Gorge?
Not yet. This will be the first time.
It's majestic. It's
so
beautiful.
That's what I hear, yeah.
Yeah, you guys will have
we're excited. Have
a great time.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of majestic fanfare, just another majestic sounding record, front to
Thank
back.
You.
Just heard two songs off at Fazone and Fanfare, and that last song, that's a cover
that's
song.
That's a cover
right?
song, yeah, by a band from San Francisco called Sopwith Camel, and that song like appeared on their second album.
Yeah, how did you discover that track? When I first heard Fanfare, I was listening through, and that song jumped out. I was like, God, I know this song.
Yeah, I got turned on to that by our friend Andy Kabik from the band Vetiver.
Oh yeah,
and he turned me on to that one night when we were driving through above Santa Barbara.
Yeah. Well, so tell me about the new record you haven't been in since that album, and just on first listen, one of the things that jumped out at first to me was just sort of the sense that the piano played a more prominent role in the album.
Like, for sure.
Yeah.
And that was like a big a concert Steinway that we got off of a Craigslist, and we put it in the middle of the studio. So that was definitely the centerpiece. And then we ended up overdubbing it on different songs backwards through Leslie's and amps and all. So yeah, yeah. It became a sort of like the heart.
Yeah. Know? Was that something you were looking for? Or I know you have your own studio that right. I'm sure is always a work in progress in terms sure. of acquiring gear and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was just for, we only had that for 90 days because that's about that piano is around $100,000 or something like that.
Somebody rents on Craigslist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Instruments of that.
It was for sale, and I called him and said, like, could we just give you some...
Borrow it?
Yeah, for some cash. And the guy was like, yeah, sure.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So there's all sorts of legendary musicians on the new album, including Graham Nash and David Crosby, who sing on the song... is it Cecil Taylor or Cecil Taylor?
Yeah, either, I suppose.
yeah. We keep going back and forth on that. And what were they both in the room at the same time?
No, like they weren't. First, we did the track with Crosby.
Yeah,
which was a gas, to get him down. Like,
oh, I'm sure
for the day and stuff. And so that was definitely an epic day.
And you had already worked with Graham Nash.
Yeah. Yeah, and so then we, I'm added Graham, but those guys, confidence about where the other guy would be was, so solidified that
wow.
it was fine.
So without even having them in the room singing together, they could
right.
sense. Well, I'm sure
yeah.
they've done it so long, right?
Yeah, like they talked about that too.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
What was it like for you mixing, and being a fan of some of those '70s records that those guys did? Like to hear their voices while you're mixing them and
right.
multi-layering them, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, like the only thing I would say to describe it, during the process and to this day when I listen to it, it is surreal. That's the that's the vibe that it's that it's on that song and stuff.
So. Very cool. Well, speaking of surreal, Cecil Taylor.
Yeah.
Listeners might not know who he is, but that seems like sort of an unusual topic for a song. Like he's an avant-garde
right.
musician, kind
right.
of a jazz dude, right?
Right, for sure.
And so what were you thinking when you were writing that and how did he work into it or figure into it?
Yeah, well, it was basically sort of based on a story about him being asked by President Carter to come and do like a performance, on the grass at the White House, which I just thought was the strangest thing.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
It's too bad YouTube didn't exist then.
That's definitely true.
We would love to see that. So you worked that into a song.
Yeah.
So there's I wanted to ask, you've been quoted as saying that cross-generational music sharing
right.
is something that's very important to you, and it's obvious or you really do it on this new album.
Right.
Tell me more about sort of why that's important to you.
Well, definitely it's passed down through, lots of other art forms, we were talking about jazz and stuff. It's definitely like accepted part of the process, in the jazz idiom and stuff. And I think it's probably only in current indie rock that people try to sweep their influences under the rug and stuff. So I give them a phone call and say, hey man, I think it's part of the process for both sides.
Yeah. Is there anybody on your list of people to give a phone call to that,
there's a lot
at the
for
top?
Sure. I mean, there's a lot for sure. I mean, it tends to go, into the jazz, idiom like for me, but, I would definitely love to do something with Keith Jarrett or something like that would be fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hope you do.
Lofty dreams, right?
Well, you never know. You just pick up the phone and ask, right?
Yeah.
And see what happens. So there's an epic quality to your songs individually, but then there's, from my sense, just an incredible sort of connection between those songs throughout the album where the album feels really like a whole listening experience, unlike a lot of albums nowadays, and I know for me personally, I like to I like to listen to your albums when I can listen to the whole thing. You know, like when I'm flying.
Right.
Like I love listening to Gentle Spirit and Fanfare.
Great.
And I know the crew here at KEXP, like, we love your albums, and we play them when we're setting up and when we travel on the road.
Oh, that's amazing.
It just creates such an incredible vibe for us. And so is that something you aspire to when you put together an album?
Yeah, for sure. That's a big part of it. It's a big part of the, you know, it probably gives you a few gray hairs and stuff like that. But, like, for sure, that's a part of the whole. And definitely the sequencing and the, like, the pacing of it all, for sure. And, you know, and both of those albums, you know, I was very concerned with the opening statement, like, of the album and stuff. So.
Yeah, I don't want to say they're concept albums because they're, like, not necessarily lyrically or whatever's going on, but I totally understand what you're saying about the gray hairs about the sequencing, right?
Because
it's got such a great flow. When you're writing songs, are you thinking about how they might go together?
I mean, for sure, and that goes on beyond like the process of the album too. Like for this band, like at this point, I'm sort of thinking along terms of what types of songs would you know. Like does the band not have, or things that we don't have on stage, like just different tempos and styles of songs and things like that. But
cool. It's Jonathan Wilson live here on KEXP. You've got a great band. Do you mind introducing him before you go and do another set of songs?
Yes. On the bass there, we've got Mr. Dan Horn on bass, and on drums back there, Richard Gowan. And on the guitar right here is Omar Velasco. And on the piano and the Tron and in the organ there is Jason Bourget.
It's great having you guys here.
Yeah.
Jonathan Wilson live in studio here at KEXP again, playing tomorrow at the Gorge Amphitheater, part of the Sasquatch Music Festival. And really looking forward to that. That's going to be a treat for folks. The new album is called Fanfare, and how about a couple more songs from it?
Yeah, for sure. Let's do Future Vision.
She's mystery. She's navigating the great beyond. She'll make you feel the sweet caprice of love again. I do believe I did what it took to release my cage. Precious is bound to memory. Now I see, good Lord, I see. They say touch, it is the highest form. This communication, love, forever is a soaring bird you can barely see. Yeah, she lights up. She's moved. Yeah, sometimes they fall. You know, everybody falls. Love. sky. Message in beauty, it's written right there in the sky.
Dear friend, you'll find the message in beauty,
it's written right there in the sky.
Dear friend, you'll find the message in beauty,
it's written right there in the sky.
Dear friend, you'll find the message in beauty.
Right there in the sky. Do you find something in you from the inside? Such boring thing got you and studied you. You do not grow. You got no so many layers, dear friend, you'll never see. I should just let it be, always be. Dear friend, dear friend, do not hear the harmony we hear. Dear friend, dear friend, do not see the life in everything. Dear friend, you'll find the message in beauty. It's written right there in the sky.
Dear friend, you'll find the message in beauty,
it's written right there in the sky. Your brother in the shed, those times that everyone's latest nights. No, I can never tell you how it works. all show me as the mandrel wins the day. Locust died at night, supper breezes pass. Mandrel bends the light forever days of yore. But a marrow's bone, 2012 in store. But I'm coming home. Dear friend, dear friend, do not hear the harmony we hear. Dear friend, dear friend, do not see the life in it.
Jonathan Wilson live on KEXP. That is Dear Friend, Future Vision right before that. Both of those songs can be found on the new album, Fanfare. Jonathan Wilson playing Sasquatch Music Festival tomorrow at 4. That sounded fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Thank you guys for having us.
Oh, you bet. In addition to an artist, you're in demand as a producer. Just finished the Conor Oberst record recently.
Right. Yeah.
And are you working on a Lana Del Rey record?
No, just some various tracks.
Yeah. Does producing give you sort of an outlet to express a different side of yourself musically?
For sure. And it gives a chance to like explore and try things that I wouldn't do like with my own album and things like that, for sure.
Is that because it's more of a collaborative effort with you're taking into account the other artist's needs and demands?
Like expanding the palette of possibilities.
So you produced the first Father John Misty record. I know that you guys are working on the new one.
Oh, it's almost done.
Can you tell KXP listeners what it's going to sound like?
It's amazingly elegant.
Yeah.
So that's the vibe.
Yeah, we love that record, the last one. So looking forward to a new one. So Jonathan Wilson playing again tomorrow at Sasquatch. Thank you guys so much for coming in. Omar, Richard, Jason, Dan, Jonathan, appreciate it so much.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having us.
Thanks to Kevin Suggs, doing a great job on sound.
Thanks, guys.
And the crew here on video, Jim Scott, Justin and Luke and David on the photographs. That content will be up online shortly, as in like the next week or so. Kevin Cole with you on the afternoon show. It's KEXP Seattle.